This is how you know your weekend has begun. By tuning into the Big 550 KTRS in the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me. And what a weekend this is going to be with the unbelievable weather. Did it get past 70 degrees today?
Oh, it was, I think, almost 75.
Wow. And it's supposed to be great Saturday and Sunday as well as we roll into President's Day weekend. If you would like to join us now as a contestant for the Harris Challenge, if you've been paying attention this week, then you want to give us a call, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. Some cell phones get in here for free also by hitting *KTRS. You're allowed to play the challenge as long as you have not been on the air in the last 60 days. I used to say you can't play today if you've played in the last 60 days, but the fact is 99.9% of the people never call to play and yet play along, listening to the live radio version of it or the later podcast version of the Harris Challenge. So it's only if you haven't called to play on the air in the last 60 days that you are barred from playing today. Otherwise, you're welcome to come on the show and see if you can win some fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
I still have a little bit of this stuff going on, but I will go.
Right,
Paul.
Well,
here we go.
Okay, it was nice to hear puberty hit right in the middle of the night.
I know. All right, we have tickets for Tuesday night, February 21st. That's this Tuesday night for the 8 p.m. showing of Graham of Thrones.
Yeah.
It's the critically acclaimed theatrical journey through the seven kingdoms of Avid Thrones. Oh my goodness.
It's a satire on Game of Thrones. And it's playing right across the hall from us here at the Playhouse at Westport Plaza.
You can't blame your throat on that one.
No, I know.
That's his eyes.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
For that.
I'm there for the save.
Also, we have a pair of
kick, save, and a beauty, Harris.
We have a pair of tickets to the Killer Queen show. It's a tribute to the music
of
Queen.
Excuse me, it's pronounced
Queen. Oh, Queen. Killer Queen, a tribute to the music of Queen.
Yeah.
It's Saturday, July 15th at the Family Arena. Tickets are available right now through MetroTix or at thefamilyarena.com.
So you have your choice of either of those, but if you get the clean sweep, all 15 points available to you by getting all the questions correct, we'll give you a bonus prize.
That's right. We'll give you a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester. In Baldwin, go to candices.net, and we'll also throw in a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow.
Mm.
It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside. You just flip the switch and feel the breeze. Go to breezybuddy.com.
And let me just take a moment to thank you for editing this thing so it runs long enough without running out.
Oh.
Very nicely done.
Thank you.
A little inside baseball for you there.
Yeah.
All right, let's meet the first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hi, Steve.
Hey, hi, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself or plug something with what we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, you can't go without saying, let's go Blues.
Yeah, absolutely.
And let's go Cardinals.
A little too early for the Let's Go Cardinals.
It's still hockey season.
Are they all down there in Jupiter yet?
Yeah, spring training has started. I don't know if all of them.
I'm heading down there this week. Next week. No, shoot, next month.
Is it even this year, Steve? Be honest with me.
Yeah, I'm going down there in March.
All right, we'll have a great time. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. Three of our five categories will pop up on the screen. You choose the one you want. Led, of course, by our most topical category, have you been paying attention? Or, with President's Day coming up on Monday, category two is small screen presidents. Or category three, names in the news. What'll it be?
I think I've been paying attention.
All right. Well, you're going to have to prove it now. You can't just make a bold claim like that without proving it. We demand proof of claims on this show. Lying media.
I'll try. I'll do my best.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points in order for these five questions. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state were 200,000 people evacuated because of problems this week at the Oroville Dam?
California.
That's right. Which country's leader's brother was killed with poison spray at an airport in Kuala Lumpur, and the leader is accused of ordering the hit?
That's North Korea.
That's correct. Which magazine announced this week that after a failed one-year experiment, it will once again publish nude photos of women in its pages?
Not that I would know, but Playboy.
I never even heard of it. Which university women's basketball team extended its NCAA record streak to 100 straight wins with a victory over South Carolina Monday?
I'm going to have to guess Connecticut.
Yeah, UConn. Which big retail chain stores was a man planning to blow up in order to knock its stock price down so he could afford to buy it?
That was Target.
Yes, wow. Target was the targets. And that's how you do the Harris Challenge. All 15 points, the clean sweep. Congratulations, Steve.
Awesome.
Hang on, Dan will tell you how to get your prize and your bonus prize as well.
Thank you.
We'll move on to our next contestant now. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Paul.
Want to plug something?
Oh, all kinds of things. But I'll say hi to my wife, and my Andrea, and my boys, Zachary and Alex.
Okay. The categories are small screen presidents, names in the news, or multiple choice presidents. What'll it be?
Oh, let's go with multiple choice.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. president dedicated the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C.? Was it Reagan, Bush, or Clinton?
Reagan.
Correct. Who was president when Texas was annexed from Mexico? Harrison, Tyler, or Hayes?
Hayes.
Tyler. Which U.S. president was once fined $20 for exceeding the speed limit on a horse? Ulysses Grant, Abe Lincoln, or Teddy Roosevelt?
Grant.
Grant is right. Which U.S. president was once offered a contract to play baseball for the Cincinnati Reds? Kennedy, Wilson, or Taft?
Wilson.
It was big old fat Taft. And here's your five-pointer. Who was the first U.S. president to live in the White House? George Washington, John Adams, or Thomas Jefferson?
Thomas Jefferson.
It was John Adams. Our second president. Jim, you got the one-pointer, you got the three-pointer, and that's all. And as you know, on the Harris Challenge, if you don't get at least 8 points to win, you have to be punished. A listener by the name of Jerry Claymore emailed me. Paul@harrisonline.com is my email address. And he said, Paul, have you ever heard this before? And he included a piece of audio of Sebastian Cabot singing. Now, nobody knows who Sebastian Cabot is because he died 40 years ago. But at one point he was Mr. French on the 1960s TV show Family Affair. He was also the voice of Bagheera, the panther, on the original Jungle Book from Disney. He was in the remake of Miracle on 34th Street in the 70s. He was a voice on a lot of Winnie the Pooh cartoons. Apparently, the man chose to never sing, so here he is speaking a Dylan classic.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine. You threw the bums a dime in your prime, didn't you?
Didn't you?
People call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you.
Is the cadence off or is
it me? You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now, you don't talk so loud.
No, you don't.
Now, you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging for your next meal.
Yes.
How does it feel?
How does it feel?
How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown.
All right, that's
like
enough.
A rolling
stone. I thought about hanging up.
No, Jim, you stuck around and took it like a man.
There you go.
Have a great weekend.
You do the same thing.
Thank you very much. Here's contestant number three. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Go ahead and exploit the airwaves.
Nothing to exploit. Just want to wish everyone a happy weekend.
All right. Small screen presidents, names in the news, or presidents past. Oh, we got a lot of President's Day related stuff today.
Presidents past.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Mark. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the last U.S. vice president to become U.S. president?
Past.
Who was the last man to become president without being elected?
Gerald Ford.
Correct. Which two presidents in the 20th century had the same last name?
Pass.
For 1 point each, name the four Democratic presidents in the last 50 years.
Bill Clinton, JFK, Jimmy Carter, and Barack Obama.
Yep. except that JFK would have been more than 50 years ago. Oh. We would have needed LBJ in there. Okay. Which president called the Soviet Union the evil empire?
That would be Reagan.
That's correct. Back to the one-pointer. Who was the last vice president to become president?
George Herbert Walker Bush.
That's correct. And which two presidents had the same last name in the last century?
Bush.
In the 20th century?
Well, I know. I was.
George W. would have been in the 21st century. Yeah. Teddy Roosevelt and Franklin Delano Roosevelt were the two that fit that category. Let's see how you did, though. You got 1 point each for Obama, Clinton, and Carter. You got 5 for Reagan. You got 2 for Ford and 1 for George H.W. That's looks to me like 11 points for you, Mark. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo.
You're
Thank
a winner.
You,
you're very welcome. Have a great weekend, and I will go on to our fourth contestant. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You want to plug something?
Let's see here. Let's do a big shout-out to my daughter, Megan, who just made the homepage of Oakville Boot Camp. She's lost about 30 pounds, 8% body fat, and she's got her before and after picture on their homepage.
Well,
so there you go.
Congratulations to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that's quite an accomplishment. Which category would you like of the two that are left today? We have small screen presidents or names in the news.
Let's go small screen president.
All right, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
On the West Wing, what was the name of the president?
Pass.
Which actress played President Mackenzie Allen on the series Commander-in-Chief? Was it Gina Davis, Ellen Burstyn, or Madeline Kahn?
Madeline Kahn.
Gina Davis. On what TV show did the hero report to President David Palmer, played by Dennis Haysbert?
I'm not going to know any of these.
Chose the category of his own free will. For 2 points each, who played President John Adams and his wife Abigail in the HBO miniseries?
Didn't say it. Have to pass.
Which actor succeeded Martin Sheen as the president on The West Wing?
Can you tell I don't watch much TV?
Well, you I told you the category.
But I didn't understand the...
Small screen presidents. Of course that's TV.
What was I thinking?
You want to take a guess at any of these, or should we just...
No. I couldn't even guess.
All right. On the West
just
Wing...
Just bring on Mr. French.
On the
just
West Wing, the president French. Was Jed Bartlett. The TV show with President Palmer was 24. Paul Giamatti and Laura Linney played the Adamses. And Martin Sheen was succeeded by Jimmy Smits as president on the West Wing. Well, that's the first goose egg we've had in a while, Steve, and you're man enough to own it, right?
You got it.
Here is Sebastian Cabot.
Okay, thanks.
Well, you've gone to the finest school, all right, Miss Lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. And nobody ever taught you how to live on the street, and now you got to get used to it.
Used to it, yes.
You said you'd never compromise with Mr. Trump. But now you realize he ain't selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and ask him, do you want to make a deal? How's it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown. Like a rolling stone.
Okay.
Couldn't help it. Many, with Bob Dylan.
Many people don't know that was supposed to be in the original recording. Steve, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Okay, thanks, guys.
And congratulations again to your daughter. Let's go to our final contestant today, and that's you, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm not sure I can go on after that browbeating I just took.
Well, we all have headphones on. Just remember that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You want to plug something?
My ears.
All right. Well, we have one category left, Bill. It's names in the news. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was President Trump's national security advisor when the week started, but not when it ended?
Flynn.
Correct. Who ran the table at the Grammys last weekend, winning 5 awards, including Song, Record, and Album of the Year?
Pass.
Which supermodel is the cover girl on this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue?
I just read about the one gym that stopped past.
Which ex-policeman, born Gordon Sumner, will perform at the pageant in St. Louis tonight?
Sting.
Sting is right. Which 74-year-old actor and pilot is in trouble for landing on a taxiway instead of on a runway in California this week, just missing an American Airlines plane with 116 people on board?
I hope it's Gary Busey.
No, it was Harrison Ford. Back to the two-pointer. Who ran the table at the Grammys with song, record, album of the year, and two more?
I don't have any idea. Lady Gaga. I don't know.
Adele. And the supermodel on the SI swimsuit issue? I know you were about to say Kate Upton. Yeah. Bill, you got the one-pointer. You got the four-pointer. That's 5 points, and that means it's a triple punishment day for us today.
You never turned round to see the frowns on the jugglers and the clowns when they all came down and did tricks for you? Never understood that it ain't no good. You should let other people get your kicks for you.
Who is this?
This is Sebastian Cabot.
Used to ride on the chrome horse with your diplomat who carried on his shoulders Siamese cat.
Mr. French.
Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you everything he could steal? How does it feel?
How does it feel?
How does it feel?
That's what I'm asking.
Even out of home, like a complete unknown.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
Like a rolling stone.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like Winnie the Pooh on crack.
He was the voice. So he narrated a whole bunch of the Winnie the Pooh cartoons, so it fits perfectly. There you go. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Take care. Bye.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 and worldwide via the free KTRS app. And you can catch the archives on any challenges you've missed over the last several weeks or years by going to my website, harrisonline.com.